You are tuned in to Hustle Cannabis with your host,
Chris McCushington. Chris McCushington. Chris McCushington. Chris McCushington. Chris McCushington.
Hey, hey, Anchor family, how you doing? How's your kids? How's your wife? How's your dog? How's your grandma? How's your fish? Welcome back to Hustle Cannabis, where we talk all things marijuana related, including my own entrance into the industry. So as I've said over the past couple days, I really want to start doing this show on a daily basis, as much as I can at least. I do run a YouTube channel and an Instagram and a bunch of other social media platforms, and work and go to school. So it's going to be a bit difficult. I'm not being compensated for this. I mean, I've had like one sponsor so far, but so it's kind of like one of those things that I have to put on the back burner sometimes. And it kind of sucks because I really love this platform and I love, you know, talking with all of you. But anyway, just wanted to say what's up. Happy Sunday. Sunday fun day. Actually, it's not Sunday. It's Monday. Hey, look at that. But yeah, I have some big news for you. Big. So I went ahead and got a face tattoo. Yes, you heard it. That's correct. There's a tattoo on my face now. Yeah, I'm really happy about it. I've been wanting to do it for a while now. It's very tiny, but it's something that I've wanted to do. And I vlogged the entire thing, which will be on my YouTube channel ASAP. So go ahead and look me up. Hustle Cannabis, same name as the station on YouTube. And I vlogged the entire event. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to tell you what's on my face forever, for life, till I'm done. But yeah, definitely looking forward to putting that up for you guys to see. So besides the death of my professional life, let's go ahead and take some call-ins.
Hemp International here. We saw that you applauded our station and Take You High. We appreciate that. And you asked to call in. So we want to know, as a person who lives in a conservative state like Florida, who medical marijuana program is a joke, how would someone get into the industry in a state where it's conservative? You know, I know you live in a state where you can, you know, openly do business, you know, without any worries. But in a state like Florida, it's not like that, you know. So I go the route of, you know, hemp and CBD, because, as you know, hemp and CBD is legal in all 50 states, and therefore you can conduct business. Just a question. I want to know your feedback.
Hemp International, thank you so much for calling in, man. Really appreciate it. I was in the same spot as you. I grew up in New Jersey till I was 19, joined the Army, was all over the world, you know, in Germany for a little bit. I was in Tennessee. So, you know, I've been in some areas where cannabis is very frowned upon. And I actually got into the industry while I was in Tennessee. And the way I did that was virtually, and by documenting my journey, learning to grow, making connections and networking online with potential employers for when I did end up moving to a legal state. So, to start off, if you're really serious about getting into the industry, you're gonna have to move, because Florida's not looking too hot right now. There's a possibility. I know the medical side of things is getting a little less strict over there, so you could maybe look into that. But in all reality, all of these states that have legalized have booming economies that you're going to want to dip into and learn from. The best way to learn, in my opinion, is by doing. So it's kind of hard to do that in an illegal state. But what you can do is document the process of yourself trying to get into the industry in an illegal state, kind of like I did. I would say networking is the most important thing. What you're doing right now is exactly what you should be doing. Keep me updated, man. Looking forward to hearing from you again soon.
JJ Adams here with Political Talk on Anchor, calling in to get your opinion on cannabis becoming the next big tobacco. When big tobacco, before big tobacco was big tobacco, there was a sense of it being cool, right? It was in movies. Think about Grease. It was just cool to smoke. Now big tobacco is declining. There's diseases. There's lung cancer. There's all kinds of negative PR out there with tobacco. Marijuana may seem like the cool thing, take the edge off kind of healthy alternative, right? Will cannabis or marijuana be the next big tobacco? Your thoughts, JJ Adams with Political Talk.
JJ Adams, fantastic call-in. Very, very interesting topic. I have thought about this myself. As of right now, the research is pointing to there not being much risk with cannabis use. Now, inhaling burning plant matter, no matter what, is not going to be good for you. But, you know, people need to recreate in different ways. Some people like to recreate with alcohol. Some people like to recreate by running. Some people like, you know what I mean? So I see cannabis as a safer alternative to alcohol or some other things that you could be doing. That's what the studies are pointing to right now. I know a lot of people that are actually spearheading that research, especially in other countries. Spain is leading it right now. They're killing the game when it comes to cannabis research. And I really don't see cannabis going the route of big tobacco. Now, if you're talking about advertising and big tobacco trying to make money off of the cannabis industry, that's a whole different topic. I'm pretty sure they already bought a crazy amount of land up here in Oregon, one of the big tobacco companies, and there's been rumors for the past couple years about that. They're gonna try and dip into that, but it comes with the territory, it comes with capitalism, it's expected. So we're gonna have to wait and see, to be honest. I hope it does not turn into big tobacco. You know, that's my worst fear. But one last thing I wanted to point out is, in legal states, there are so many ways to consume cannabis. Half the people that come into the shop are just buying edibles. I probably consume more edibles than I do than I actually smoke, to be honest with you. If I'm not eating an edible, I'm vaping, which, you know, there's still studies up in the air about that as well, but it should be at least a little bit healthier, CO2 extract I'm talking about here, than burning plant matter and inhaling it. So there are just so many different ways you can take this. I don't even want to call it a drug. It is a drug. But there's so many different ways that you can consume that. I don't know. I don't think eating a pot brownie is going to have too many long-term negative side effects. But I could be wrong. Thanks for calling in, man. I went on a huge rant there. I was rambling. My mind is in a million different places right now. So forgive me. But thanks again.
What's up, Hustle Cannabis? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, from the Professionally Silly Anchor. And I actually came across your station from a comment you made on Stryer's station, Take You Higher. And it sucks what they're doing to her. It really blows. But you know what? Because of her, I found your station. So, you know, everything happens for a reason, although I do wish that she could stay with us. So you asked what we're smoking. I'm broke as fuck right now. I'm in LA, so if you are in LA, you know anyone who is in LA, they understand what the fuck that's like. So I'm smoking some shake. Got it from Gold City on Melrose. They got like $5 shake, and it's some good ass shake too, let me tell you. Anyways, man, like your content. I just clicked that favorite button, so I'll be looking forward for more of it. Take it easy, man.
Professionally Silly. I love the title. Hey, oh man, I've been hearing about the tax down in LA and in California in general. It is absolutely obnoxious. 35%, 40%, unreal. I don't know how you guys are surviving down there besides the black market and maybe medical, but hey, shout out to you. Smoke that shake. I'm not judging. Shake could be just as fire as regular, but if not better, because all those little tiny trichome crystals fall off, and yeah, etc., etc. But shout out to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, it's very unfortunate for Roxy. I hope we can all stay in touch with her. But thank you so much for coming over to the channel, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Just wanted to give you guys a quick update.
on how great technology is. As I am responding to these call-ins and putting together this podcast and answering your wonderful questions, I am walking around my backyard picking up panties, thongs, and shall I say tampons? I think they are. Just the plastic part, not the actual tampons. Because my dog has a fascination with panties. I don't know. And she's a girl. I think she's a lesbian. I don't know what her deal is, but she loves to go inside our house. And by the way, if you didn't know, I live in a house full of college-aged women. One of them is my girl, and two other girls, 19 and 20. And so she goes into the rooms, and she grabs all their dirty laundry, I guess, and brings it out into the backyard and plays with it and tears it up, and it's really kind of gross, but kind of interesting. I don't know what word I want to put on it. Anyway, let's continue.
Man, it's Amber Smiles Jones from the Professionally Silly Station again. You mean to tell me you live in a house full of college women? But you lucky motherfucker. God damn. Man, I don't even know. I have no words. I have no words, sir. You lucky son of a bitch. Oh, wait, no, you have a girlfriend. Oh, well, still.
Yes. I'm loyal. Let me just say that. I'm loyal, and she's a little more than a girlfriend, and one of them is her sister. So, yeah, there's that. But that has been my living situation for the past 6 months. One 23-year-old girl, a 19-year-old, and a 20-year-old. Yep, that's my life. But not for long. My girl and I are moving into an apartment within the next week. So, the fun's going to end. Oh, shucks. God, I don't want to move. No, I'm just playing.
Hey man, it's a social media guy here. Dude, I gotta get me a dog like yours. Let him loose in the club. that sounds funny. Hey, appreciate what you're doing. Keep it up. I just found you, so look forward to hearing more. Peace.
Let him loose in the club. Wow, never thought of that. I might have to try it, man. I might have to give it a shot. I'll let you know how it goes. But hey, I'm gonna move into the final segment of this episode. I just wanted to give a shout out to Roxy Stryer, who is another cannabis station here on Anchor, who is no longer going to be putting out content, very unfortunately. And let me go ahead and play my call into her on her station and her reply as well. Her and I used to play a little game back and forth over the past few months called Guess That Sound. And anyway, you'll hear it. Roxy. What that sound is. Nah, but for real. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to play that game anymore. I just wanted to say thanks so much for all the content that you put out on a daily basis. It's unfortunate that they're not going to be compensating you anymore. But as everyone else said, I will definitely follow you onto your other platforms. I'm at @hustle_cannabis on all social media. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you have in the works. And I'm sure it'll be great. Hopefully we can collab one of these days. I've been doing a lot of work in the cannabis media space myself, marketing, entertainment, so on and so forth. And I'll probably be in the LA area sometime this year. So let's link. Good luck. I had to play that last little mellow, slightly sad song from my girl Roxy. But we shall work again in the future, I have a feeling. Anyway, thank you so much everybody who tuned in. I appreciate it. As always, I'm going to try to keep putting out as much enjoyable, informational content as I can. And you can reach me on all the different social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr. I have a decent following on most of those. Feel free to DM me. Subscribe to the podcast. Do I always forget to say that? That's probably one of the most important things. If you could subscribe, if you liked what you heard, I hope it wasn't too discombobulated, being that I took a bunch of call-ins and edited them together. But yeah, I kind of like this style. Let me know what you think. Leave some feedback. Drop a comment. Comments really help, especially when it comes to Apple iTunes podcasts. They definitely boost up your discoverability. Or if you're on Google Play, Stitcher, or Anchor, definitely drop a comment. Let me know how you liked the episode. But thanks again for tuning in, guys. I really appreciate it. And as always, keep hustling and stay positive.